started. All right. Thank you for sitting down with us today. My name's Nate. This is Jocelyn. She'll be just taking notes and stuff.
Okay.
So we're both CCSU students. I'm a history major with public history minor.
I'm a psychology major.
Oh, well, that's good. I graduated from Central in 97 with a history degree.
Oh, you're an alumni. Awesome.
I'm an alumni in a history degree and a minor in communications.
All right. I think we'll start by, what's your name?
Dave Yano.
Dave Yano, could you spell that last name for us,
sure.
Please?
Sure, I-O-N-N-O.
Okay. If you're comfortable telling us, how old are you or what's your date of birth?
Yeah, I'm 71. I was born February 15th, 1951. I'm an Army brat.
Okay.
I grew up in the military. My dad was career. So we lived all over the United States, plus I spent 4 years living in Asia, Okinawa, Japan, and Taiwan. And my wife is an Army brat.
Okay.
We met at Fort Lewis, Washington High School. We were high school sweethearts. We're still married, 52 years.
Awesome.
Four
That's great.
Daughters and one grandson.
Nice.
But I enlisted in the United States military in 1969 because I believed what was happening. And because I enlisted for 3 years, I got to train as a medic at Fort Sam Houston. And I volunteered for Vietnam. I wasn't drafted. I enlisted and I volunteered for Vietnam. And after I'd been there for 6 or 7 months, I realized that this war was wrong, was a mistake. It was a brutal destruction of someone else's country.
And
So
you have about a dozen or so, about 20 photos here that you took. Are these? Did you take all of these?
Yeah, these are all from a Polaroid camera that I carried around with me. We all had a camera. Some of the guys would take those kinds of pictures of dead bodies. But I never did that. I was more into the countryside and also the guys I was with.
Yep. Yeah, I see a lot of pictures of you and your buddies.
Yep. But this one, these are all medics, myself and all the medics in the ambulance platoon. And if you notice how young we were all like 19.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It was like you right there on patrol.
Yep, we were out on convoy duty.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know she took pictures. I'm just going to describe it for this. But yeah, so it looks like... Were you sending these pictures home, like to your family, to your wife, or
I was more or less collecting them to take home with me.
Okay.
But we didn't, you know, you could send some things home, but a lot of your mail was subject to
they would look at
if they wanted to. And the only thing we got was we didn't have to put stamps on it. We could write free in the upper corner, and it would be mailed without a stamp. So that was the benefit they gave us. You know, but as the war got stranger and stranger, and especially with heroin addiction was rampant, I was there from 70 to 71.
Okay.
And they like to tell you that maybe 10 or 15% of the troops were using heroin, but it was more like 40%, and a lot of medics were indulging in it and taking morphine.
Right, yeah.
Because
you had access to it.
We had access to it, plus it was one way to like dampen the pain.
So obviously you're in New Britain now. You said you were an Army brat, grew up all over the place. Is there a reason that you settled in Connecticut when you got out of the Army?
We were living in California during the 1972 to 75. We lived in San Francisco, and then the economy collapsed with the gas embargo and the oil embargo when the Saudis did that. And I lost my job, and so we decided to come back home to the East Coast where my folks were.
Okay.
So we came back to Connecticut. My folks were living in Hartford at the time, and now I bought a house in Hartford. I'm living in the family home here. My parents have passed away. But
was your family originally, were your parents originally from Hartford?
They were from Connecticut. They were from Stratford, and my father was born in upstate New York, Schenectady.
Okay.
But they met each other here. My mother was a nurse. She was Slovak, Czechoslovakian. My father's Italian. And they met each other. They got married. My dad went to medical school after he got out of the Navy in the Second World War. And he decided to enlist to make a career of the U.S. Army. So after that, every 2.5 to 3 years, we got orders to move to another base.
Yep.
So we spent a lot of our life on the move.
Okay. But in the end, you came back to where your family's from. And,
yeah. I mean, you know, I like Connecticut. It's a beautiful state, you know. And I like the people. And Hartford has been good for us to grow up in. You know, my girls all went to the local public schools. They went to Hartford High. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody here went to Hartford High. Maybe some of you did. But
you said you graduated from Central, right? And with a history degree?
Yep.
So did you teach or?
No, what happened was I was working part-time. But before I went to school at Central, I worked in Hubline in the city in a factory.
Okay.
Where they made Smirnoff vodka.
Oh.
I was a union member, a truck driver, I loaded trucks. Then they kept threatening to shut the plant down. So I said, you know, I got to find something else to do. So I started to go back to school part-time on the GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a job at the Hartford Public Library part-time. And then I got a full-time job at the Hartford Public Library. And I stayed there for 28 years.
Awesome.
So I just retired 4 or 5 years ago.
Nice. Awesome.
So I didn't teach as a teacher, you know, in school, but I did teach because I was invited into classrooms to speak about my experiences in Vietnam. I spent 25 years going into local high schools.
That's great. Let's see. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or?
Well, I came home from Vietnam. I joined Vietnam Veterans Against the War.
Okay.
And I felt that the only way we could stop the war was to show them what it was, the damage it was doing, not only to the people in Vietnam, but to ourselves as soldiers. So there was a lot of factions within the veteran community that had different ideas about that, but some of us decided that Vietnam Veterans Against the War was the way we should go. We started marching in Veterans Day parades. We got called traitors. We had trash and garbage thrown at us, but we persisted. And at one point, there were over 50,000, I don't know, you heard about the Winter Soldier hearings, right? Back in 71.
Mm-hmm.
There were over 50,000 veterans who joined Vietnam Veterans Against the War. And I believe, it's my own thought, that was the impetus to finally putting an end to the war. We became part of the peace movement. And they were terrified of us because we were the guys fighting the war and we were telling you it was wrong.
So when you did like some of these marches and stuff, were you doing them, were you going to Washington? Were you doing them locally?
We went to D.C. We did that, but I marched in the first Veterans Day parade in Seattle in 1972 after I'd been home from the war. And then after that, when I came here, I joined Veterans for Peace, and I organized us to march in the Veterans Day parade that used to be held in Hartford.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And first time we signed up to march in the parade, they tried to keep us out.
Of course.
And so we told them, well, that's fine. We'll march at the end of the parade. We'll be the last thing everybody sees. So they said, well, okay, you know what? We're just going to let you in because you are veterans. You should have a spot in the parade. So after that, pretty much every year when we got enough people together, we marched in the parade, and people were happy to see us there. We got a lot of loud applause and cheers when we walked by with our Veterans for Peace banner. And then I was part of Hope Out Loud. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
It was organized by the peace movement they had during the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, which I understand you took part in.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping to shut the wars down. I hoped Obama would do it, but his hands were tied by the military-industrial complex. So while he did slow them down and start drawing troops down, he let the wars go on. And then Trump became president. And the one thing I did like about him was when he kept saying he was going to bring everybody home from Afghanistan. I was happy to hear that. But a lot of other things he did, I was not happy about. You know, I don't know what your politics are, but you know, Trump was definitely not good for the country.
Mm.
So here we are today. You know, there is a group called IVAW, Iraq Veterans Against the War, which also includes Afghan veterans, and they've changed their name to About Face.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're called now. I don't know, are you involved with
those groups? No, I've heard of them.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what your politics are, Nate, but you know, you can tell me if you feel so inclined. So here we are today. Jim has been really great organizing things that we've been attending to, and he's been really good for, you know, for the Veterans for Peace group. He's actually got more guys to join, so that's good. And plus, me and another veteran, Steve Fournier, we do a television show called Voices of Veterans on Hartford Public Access Television. You can see our shows are up on YouTube. They're digitized and put on the website. So if you're interested, what I do on the show is I interview veterans. Like I've interviewed Bill Potvin. Another, I interviewed a former Marine who was an Afghan veteran. And I read, what I really do is I read from books written by veterans. It's a half hour program and I read from the books. And Steve works the camera. And then we put the show up every Thursday at 4 o'clock. It's shown on local cable access.
Wow. How long have you been doing that?
It's about 2.5 years.
Two and a half years?
We just took a break from it because this war in Ukraine has kind of like really dredged up a lot of memories that are not good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, thank you for sitting down and talking with us, showing us all these pictures and stuff. If there's anything else you think of that you'd like to add? Or
I just want to know what your take is on your service.
I'll end the recording here.